A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. But don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Now, ooh, you never know where one might be. And ooh, there's lots of places that are hard to reach.
I got you.
Sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At his rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, Donald Trump rejected having another debate against Kamala Harris, saying it's too late for more debates. It comes after Vice President Harris today accepted an offer for a second debate against former President Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott was at the rally.
Former President Donald Trump once said when President Biden was in the race that he would debate him anytime, anywhere, any place. After that first debate that we hosted with Vice President Kamala Harris, we have noticed that the former president's tune around debating her for second time has changed.
President Biden hosting leaders of India, Japan, and Australia today in Delaware. The White House says the Quad countries set to announce the whole joint coast Quad operations. Escalations between Israel and Hezbollah a day after Israeli forces carried out airstrikes in southern Beirut, killing a top Hezbollah commander. The U.S. and other countries are calling for a de-escalation. This is ABC News. In South Carolina last night, a convicted killer put to death in the state's first execution in 13 years. The long pause ending after the state was able to regain access to medication used to perform lethal injections.
While protesters chanted outside a prison in Columbia, South Carolina, inside, 46-year-old Freddie Owens was executed by lethal injection. Some members of the media witnessed the execution, including Jeffrey Collins of the AP, who watched the family members of victim Irene Graves.
They looked intently, you know, they didn't, their gaze didn't look away from him until well into the process, when you could tell things, you could tell his breathing had stopped.
While on trial, Owens killed a fellow inmate in jail. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Crowds lining up in Munich, Germany today for the first day of Oktoberfest. The traditional celebration taking place amid heightened security following the knife attack last month northwest of Munich. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny, cooler, and much less humid tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. Sunny and near 70 Monday. Tuesday, once again mostly sunny, highs up to the mid-70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 78 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress, but she
won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I called her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
John Michael Montgomery sold the Grundy County Auction Incident. Hi there, Rich Cassidy. I imagine John Michael Montgomery is beaming with pride right now. His son, Walker Montgomery, went into the studio and re-recorded his daddy's big old hit, I Love the Way You Love Me. And I'll tell you, you close your eyes. We posted it on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon. You close your eyes, you would swear it's John Michael Montgomery singing. But I guess he's got his daddy's jeans, man. He is Walker Montgomery, going to be a big star in country music. Here's Brantley Gilbert.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You see a loud shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, get up. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any daisy dooms, girl. She got you tapping on the board show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She'll have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Girl, drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
the kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at 2:45. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Song about trains.
nothing to do but fish all day long.
Rhonda Green's latest, Damn Good Day to Leave, here inside RC Social Saloon. He played at the race, what was the race, last weekend in Nashville. He played immediately following the race, and he was pretty excited. I saw a photo of him standing next to Clint Black and his wife, Lisa Hartman Black, and their daughter. He said they came to the show to check out Riley Green. He said it was so great to have a country legend there. On the way, Nate Smith. How about Keith Urban and Sammy Kershaw next?
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Y'all want to hear about the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford? Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, 'cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me. Yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
racing here at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Big time problems for a playoff contender.
Side by side, they dive down into turn one.
He had some right side damage. He came in, got the right side tires changed.
Tonight on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Bass Pro Shops Night Race from Bristol. Now, here are Doug Rice and Mark Garrow.
It's always exciting when the NASCAR Cup Series arrives at Bristol Motor Speedway. It's equally, doubly excited when it's time for a NASCAR playoff race and an elimination race. Throw in the drama of last-minute changes to the racing surface, Mark Garrow, and you got a formula for a wild 500 laps here tonight in the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
Could be quite the cocktail here in Thunder Valley tonight. The sun's shining down on this racetrack now, but they've turned the lights on, and man, we got a big crowd. And it is a special feeling, the night race at Bristol Motor Speedway. There's nothing like it.
And then a little bit later on, we'll find out which driver is the straw that stirs the drink here at Bristol.
The Bass Pro Shops Night Race from Bristol Motor Speedway is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. By Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. Brought to you by Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with Geico. By Napa. Don't get stranded. Test or replace your battery at Napa. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, where you always get a lot for not a lot. And by Pfizer.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers. The ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Bass Pro Shops voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts there. And by the way, we will be talking with the founder of Bass Pro Shops, Johnny Morris, a little bit later on today. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway. Doug Rice, Mark Garrow in the booth. Out in the turns tonight will be Rob Albright, and we have a quadrangle of all-star pit reporters to talk
to. Quadrangle?
Yeah.
Is that a real word?
It is. It is now.
Okay. Okay.
I could say we have a quartet. How's
there
that?
You go. Now, that one I understood.
And they will harmonize beautifully from pit road a little bit later on tonight, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, Mark, let's jump into our storylines of the race here on a beautiful sunlit afternoon at Bristol Motor Speedway. The last day of fall, or the last day of summer. Fall starts tomorrow, by the way.
There you go.
Although it feels like summertime up here. It's about 88 degrees for a high today. So all of that being said, there is so much going on here, and they're going to have a Major League Baseball game here next year. The Braves are going to play the Cincinnati Reds. Everybody very excited about that. But I feel like the first curveball has already been thrown here.
One crew chief, Doug, thought it was a knuckleball. NASCAR is changing the racetrack. They got together with Goodyear, the drivers, the teams this morning. They thought when they looked at the Xfinity Series race last night, the outside groove was too dominant too early, and so they had put some resin 4 feet off the bottom of the racetrack. That resin, most of which has been worn off, they have now gone and put PJ1 down, another substance to make the track a little sticky, 2 feet up the inside of the racetrack. So 2 feet of the 4 feet that had resin now has PJ1. And when I asked a couple of crew chiefs what that will do, they go, we don't have a clue.
That and the fact that the tires may wear more than what they suspected, all of this could be very interesting tonight. Should make for a fantastic show. Mark, of course, this is the first cutoff race in the 2024 playoffs, the third one in a row. And you get down to around that bubble line and things really get interesting involving Chase Briscoe, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., some big names in danger of not advancing in the playoffs.
Right now, Doug, Chase Briscoe, Ty Gibbs, they're both 6 points above the cut line. Six below it is Denny Hamlin, who's a four-time winner at Bristol, has won the last two races. But, Doug, he has had a miserable start to the playoff, finishing 24th at Atlanta, 23rd at Watkins Glen. His crew chief, Chris Gabehart, said, we will make the playoff round two if we don't get hit by an asteroid. But lately, asteroids are hitting the 11 car. And then you take a look at Brad Keselowski. He's minus 12. Martin Truex Jr. minus 14. Truex only one top 10 the last 10 races. He was a runner-up here, Doug, in the spring, but he's had only 5 top 10s and 34 starts. This could be a tough race for Martin Truex Jr. to try to make his way above the cut line. And we need to also mention, Doug, that Christopher Bell is plus 46, just ahead of Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman. They are plus 40 points as well. But we saw last night a 43-point lead, Justin Allgaier over Cole Custer for the Xfinity Series regular season championship, completely disappear, and Custer won the title. So when it comes to Bristol, really, you're not safe at any time.
The probabilities are with you, but it is not impossible to overcome a 43-point deficit. We saw that last night. Mark, early in the year, we were talking about, where's the Blue Oval? What are the Fords doing? Where's their performance? Because they were nowhere to be seen. You know where you see them now?
Quite a bit in victory
up front,
lane.
Yes.
Yeah. They were winless, Doug, in the first 12 races this year. But since Darlington in May, over the next 16 starts, the Blue Oval has gone to victory lane 9 times. Over that same period, Chevrolet has only 4 wins, Toyota only 3. And, oh, by the way, Ford has won 4 in a row with 4 different drivers, and that includes, of course, Joey Logano. Last week it was Chris Buescher. On the year, they've won with 7 different drivers. That ties their record, which has happened 4 times, the last of which in 2018. And one other little nugget for Ford going into this race, with Lane Riggs having already won the truck race, and last night Chris Buescher the Xfinity Series race, a win tonight with
Cole Custer.
A win tonight would mark the second time Ford has swept all 3 series in the same weekend here at Bristol.
By the way, congrats to Cole Custer, the regular season Xfinity Series champion. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start chatting with drivers here at Bristol.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Kim Kuhn of NBC Sports, Kim, we've had a real unique first round. tracks we've never had in the first round before. Has this first round delivered as hoped?
Yes, which is a lot of unknowns. Everybody talked about it before we started the playoffs that it was going to be a wild card round, and I think it has fit that description. Obviously, you had the craziness of Atlanta, but then Watkins Glen ended up being crazier than I even thought. It's weird. You throw it in the playoff mix, and all of a sudden, all these playoff drivers are having trouble. And now we go into what's another little bit of a wild card round after this weekend at Bristol, because you think about the next round, Kansas, Talladega, the Roval, a lot of uncertainty there too.
With Jeff Hammond of SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Jeff, you got some high-profile drivers on the wrong side of the cut line. What kind of strategy do you think these guys are looking at as they go into Bristol tonight?
You got four guys that know that the best way they can get locked into the next round is win. You're getting a lot of different mindsets, and what you see in the first stage will indicate, I think, what kind of game plan we're going to be anticipating. As we get that first stage in the books, where did it shake out? When they get done qualifying and they drop the green flag, then we're going through live fire, what is happening, who's going where, and who has basically unhinged their brain when they drop the green flag and done something to knock themselves out.
That's the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz. Shop summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Cleaner for just $8. Offer valid in-store only. The professional parts people can recommend the right brake parts and supplies for your next brake job at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We always want to remind you, a lot of great programming throughout the week on PRN. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country at the Track with Lenny Baticki. And then you've got yours truly with a daily dose of NASCAR news every day with PRN's Garage Pass. It's brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today. More pre-race for the Bass Pro Shops night race from Bristol Motor Speedway's coming up, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to the Bristol Motor Speedway. Before we get busy tonight, tomorrow is a very big birthday for a very special person in NASCAR. Leonard Wood is going to turn 90 years young tomorrow. And Leonard, here's the deal. I'm coming up to Stewart. I'm going to the park workshop. I'm going to buy everybody lunch. You're included for your birthday. So happy birthday, Leonard Wood. 90. Man.
Congratulations. I'm glad great Leonard guy was around to see the 100th win.
Yes.
They got
absolutely
a couple of weeks ago with Harrison Burton down at Daytona. That was awesome. We'd talked about that for so long. Glad to see that come to fruition. By the way, the average length What do you think, Mark? What's your best get on the average length here of the Bass Pro Shops night race?
Average length of what? Green flag runs?
How long does it take to get from green flag to checkered flag?
3:20.
Not bad. 2 hours, 57 minutes. It's a little less than what I thought when I saw that.
Oh, wow.
That's getting on down the road. 500 laps of excitement. So allot yourself about 3 hours of time once we get started to soak it all in today. Time now for our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters to become front and center. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. First up on the docket tonight, Brett McMillan.
All right, Christopher Bell is here. You're starting in a good position tonight, starting in the sixth spot. You know, in the past, you've been the guy who hits these walk-off wins at the end of these, each part of the playoffs. You don't need to do a walk-off win. You're coming in as the leader, but a walk-off win would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be nice, but I'm very thankful to not be in that position where we have to win. It's a lot less stressful and a lot more enjoyable, too.
All right, as you qualified well, what's your thought process going into this one?
Yeah, we really have one thing on our mind, and that's to try and win stages, win the race, so whatever that takes.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Christopher Bell, as we said, good starting spot tonight. He is going off in the sixth spot.
Thanks a lot there, Brett McMillan. The interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Now let's find Brad Gilley.
Well, Brad Keselowski has had a lot of success here at Bristol Motor Speedway. You find yourself just in a little bit of a disadvantage, but I think making up 12 points for Brad is doable. Making up 12 points from where you're starting tonight in 23rd, how doable is that for you, and what's tonight going to look like?
Yeah, you know, Bristol's always got that comers and goers feel to it, and, you know, this race is going to mix up a few times with the strategy and so forth, and we just got to capitalize on it. You know, it's been a good track for us. We've had a lot of really good runs here the last two or three years, and we need one.
All right, there he is, Brad Keselowski, looking to race his way into the playoffs. Wendy Venturini.
Yes, all the autographs. Chris Buescher's down here, the number 17, starting 17th here at Bristol. We said it's a party already. The music is thumping behind us. What is that party going to be like when the green flag drops for you to get your way up to the front, Chris?
Yeah, busy. a lot more thumping after this. it'll be a tough night. We know how Bristol goes. You know, we got a little bit of change with PJ1 going down this morning, so... something to look forward to for our 17 team. I feel like that's been our strong suit here at Bristol once that has gone down. So I'm excited for that. We'll see how it works for moving the line around throughout the run and ready to go. We got a couple cars to pass, but ready to take momentum we have from last week and keep going.
All right, good luck out there. That's a great night for Chris Buescher coming up. Let's go to Heather DeBow. And here now with Harrison Burton, he's 20 points out. A lot of people are counting you out. So how does that motivate you to put yourself into the playoffs tonight?
Yeah, it's just it's fun. It's fun being the underdog and trying to play spoilers. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us after qualifying, but our car in practice was really fast. So I just need to, for the future, figure out how to get our qualifying changeover a little better. But our race trim over the last few weeks has been really, really strong, and it's shown in our lap times in the race as well. So we've just got to get aggressive today and, just act like we belong and hopefully make all the moves we can to go up front.
Well, good luck getting through traffic early.
Thank you.
Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin has won the last two races here at Bristol Motor Speedway. And the good thing, Denny, you've done it on the same tire that you're racing on here tonight. You also have a great pit stall, the first one coming off of turn number four. How important is that going to be, especially for you to race your way into the next round?
Yeah, same pit stall we had basically from the spring as well, so I'm very familiar with it. That's going to be a good key for us to be able to have an opening in there, and luckily we got a decent enough starting spot where that kind of allowed us to have that spot.
All right, Denny Hamlin rolls off eighth, Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Daniel Suarez. The good news is you're 36 points above the cut line. The bad news is you're starting 35th. You got some work to do tonight, my friend.
Yeah, I have to make sure I don't use all that cushion in the first stage. No, but we're going to be fine. You know, the team, obviously, you know, Bristol has been, it's been a little bit difficult for us in the last couple of years. And this weekend is not an exception, unfortunately. But we went to work last night. The good thing is that my teammate Ross actually was pretty decent. He was pretty happy with his car, so we know what they got. We were a little bit in that direction, and hopefully we're a little bit better for tonight.
All right, we'll see how it all plays out for Daniel Suarez. Brad Gilley.
All right, Ryan Blaney is looking to make some big things happen here. A bad Watkins Glen, But you had a great Atlanta. And the other good thing, you come in plus 29 right now here at Bristol Motor Speedway, a track where we've seen you lead a ton of laps. Ryan, tonight, this race, what is the vibe like when you get in the race car, especially when you're realizing what you're racing for?
Yeah, just kind of ready to go. You know, you sit around all day, Saturday night race, not really doing much, and your day doesn't get started till later. So, you know, how do you kind of keep your mental state focused on the end game, you know? So, yeah, I mean, not a day we wanted last week, but like you said, we did a great job in Atlanta to still be in a decent spot coming into tonight. And hopefully we can just run all the laps tonight, you know, and see where that puts us as far as where we finish. I like to think we have a car that can contend for the win. I felt pretty good yesterday in practice, not so much qualifying, but the track will change tonight. Beautiful weather, so should be a fun night.
All right, here's your reigning series champion. Ryan Blaney is going to roll off 22nd. Brett McMillan.
I'm with Kyle Busch down here. Kyle Busch has a long night in front of him, starting 29th here at Bristol. And I know this is a time to catch up with a lot of people here at the grid, but how can you catch up on your race car here at Bristol and how to get up to the front tonight, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, I've never qualified good here and raced well here, so typically all my wins come from qualifying deep in the field. You got to be free enough here to start the race and for the longevity of the runs and the rubber that goes down and everything else. So hoping we have a good long run car and a car that'll run better at the end of the race. But, you know, it's always a challenge anyways, but we've been working on our program and everything's been getting a little bit better. So the Cheddar's Camaro was okay. We were running with Denny in practice there. I felt pleased with it. It's just a matter of being able to get up there as the race goes on.
All right, thanks for your time. We fueled as a team at Cheddar's this morning, Doug Rice.
Absolutely did. The whole PRN crew went to the local Cheddar's, had a great lunch. Thank you, Amber, for taking care of us. They buy into the whole racing thing there. They all are decked out in pit crew T-shirts, and you know that Cheddar's is a big sponsor for Kyle Busch, and that's really nice to see, Mark.
It was, and our waitress, all old school, big fan of Bill Elliott and Dale Earnhardt.
And
had to love that.
And Kyle Busch.
Well, yeah, she was wearing Kyle's shirt. That's a given.
And you just heard from Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of the number 8 Chevy, Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, known for their home-style comfort food. Cheddar's is a place where you always get a lot for not a lot.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do, trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
When we come back to Bristol, we'll talk to more of the drivers about to strap in for the Bass Pro Shops night race. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRD and is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway. Pre-race ceremonies going on, and we've got Chase Elliott, one of the guys in the playoffs, looking to stay alive through this cutoff race tonight. You come in, Chase, you are 30 points above the cut line. It sounds like a nice cushion, but I don't think there really is any safe cushion anymore, is there?
No, I don't think anybody's safe. At any point in time, whether it's the first round or the last round. So that's been our mindset going in, and will continue to be our mindset, tonight and beyond if we're fortunate enough to have the opportunity. So, I think for us, we just got to take it a week at a time, which I feel our team does a really good job of that. I feel like I do an okay job of that most weeks, and just do our thing and just try to extract as much pace from the car as we can, execute a good solid night, and try to give ourselves a shot to win. That's what it takes. And if it doesn't take a win to get through this round, at some point you're going to have to win. And whether it's the next round or if you get all the way to the round of four, you got to win at some point. So it's important to get yourself in that mix and perform at a high enough level to give yourself opportunities. And that's where we're at right now, is just trying to achieve that.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Six of the last 9 years, Chase Elliott's finished in the top eight here at Bristol, which you would think bodes well for tonight, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Brett McMillan, and our time with Chase Elliott. Brought to you by NAPA. Don't get stranded with a dead battery. Test yours regularly and stop by your nearest NAPA for a full range of high-performance replacements. Now, let's check in with Heather DeBow.
And here now with Austin Cindric, who's 43 points to the good side at this point in the playoffs. That's got to make you feel good, but here at Bristol, anything can happen, and they happen fast. So how do you approach coming from the rear? Do you get aggressive early? Do you try to just stay out of the mess? What's your plan for tonight?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a challenging racetrack and one that kind of tests everything, right? It tests the cars pretty hard, tests the tires, tests the drivers, tests the teams. So we've got to go into this race and put ourselves in position first and foremost to try and advance. But past that, like you mentioned, not starting as far up as certainly as I'd want to. So I think goal number one is just try and stay on the lead lap. I mean, happens fast. When you're starting 27th, you're almost half a lap behind before you ever even get going. So we definitely got to go to get started here to try and keep ourselves on the lead lap early.
Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Brad Gilley.
Martin Truex Jr. has a very fast Bass Pro Shops Toyota Camry. Starts fourth here tonight. And Martin, how fitting would it be? This is the track where you won your first ever Xfinity Series race. It was just a couple of years ago, right? And you won the truck race. Of course, that was on dirt. How fitting would it be to race your way and win your way into the next round of the playoffs here tonight?
Well, it would be incredible. I think it would be a big night for us, and this would be a special place to win. You know, it would be nice to check that one off the list. Such a cool race, Bass Pro Shops night race, very exciting. And I really enjoy racing here. It's just not been too good to me over the years. But in the spring, we were very close, running second. And hopefully we can, do the same thing again tonight, just hang around the front all night long and be in position when it counts.
All right, there he is. He's going to roll off fourth. That is Martin Truex Jr.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. Our time with Martin Truex Jr. presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Let's now visit with Wendy Venturini.
I'm with our pole sitter, Alex Bowman. A fantastic starting spot. Is it going to race as well as it was in qualifying trim?
Yeah, I mean, I think we probably learned some things in qualifying that we can apply to race trim. We were good but not great in race trim, so hopefully made the right changes to our Ally 48 Camaro, and obviously starting up front, having pit stall one, all those things are really important at a place like this. So a couple variables with the racetrack tonight. We'll see what happens, go from there.
All right, have fun out there. That's Alex Bowman, our pole sitter here at Bristol Motor Speedway. And Doug, Mark, it is hot down here because these fireworks and pyrotech keep flying up in the air with every driver across the stage. It's getting hyped down here for intros.
All right, Wendy, keep your head down. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.